Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, would love to hear from you. So, hey, give us a call. 347-826-7435 is that call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, if you want to actually touch us, not like the dude that broke in Tom Brady's house and was sleeping on the couch, but not touch us. But if you want to touch us, like digitally touch us, you can go to smoothdrama.com. Jump into the chat room. We talk about this and that, from sneakers to hats to, I don't know, ear plug-ins. I don't know. It's all over the place.
That's ear plug-ins?
I'm just saying. We go there. We go here, there, everywhere. And speaking of being everywhere, if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. And it's guaranteed that from time to time you'll see videos of people frying rats and sauteing rats. No.
Okay.
All right. So myself or Mr. J, he of the unapologetic walk, where you hold that hand, that George Jefferson walk, where you hold that hand out to the side, and he just walk. Myself or he will add you to the Smooth Drama group. Once again. George Jefferson walking, Mr. J, will add you to this Smooth Drama group upon your request. Shout out to the new people who have come to the group, by the way. You know, I'm always happy to see new people ask to get into the group and throw their lifelines out there. It's always some interesting stuff that gets posted in the group. I laugh from time to time. Anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back. Follow us, we'll follow you back. To a certain extent.
Well, if don't you have to follow them back in order for them to get in the group?
Well, I'm talking about Instagram, because I saw something on Instagram that kind of made me laugh really, really hard.
Okay.
I don't even know if I should say it.
I think you should, because I'm just surprised that you were on Instagram. So.
Well, I mean, it's an every blue moon kind of thing, right? And so
I
saw a post that said, hey, you know what? Support local businesses. And then the post said, hey, if you check out my OnlyFans page, it's like the difference between supporting a big business, a corporation, and a small business like myself. And they say, why look at strangers' buttholes when you can look at a friend's butthole? I was like, that's, I don't know. I guess
I don't think I want to look at my friend's butthole.
Right.
Like any of my friends.
Yeah, that was the immediate thought I had. I was like, yeah, that's poor advertising. She didn't go over that with a friend.
No, somebody was not her friend.
Yes. Well, you know, that's the thing with social media. You can post some stuff, and if you haven't talked to anybody, you post something like that, and it's just bad because, you know, folks just start, they think of their friends, and it's over. I'm not coming to you.
Yeah, but you can also delete stuff. So
yeah,
her friend should have been like, girl, take that down.
Right. Exactly. So that was my first thought, like, hey, what? Anyway, it just hit me where it shouldn't hit me. So.
Where did it hit you where it shouldn't hit you?
You know, it's just the eyeball. See, being an artist, it's like I see it in three dimensions.
Oh, okay. I see.
So, you know, you just like draw the whole picture, and I'm like, I just didn't want to draw that picture.
Yeah.
Just didn't want to draw that picture.
Yeah, no, the visual, I got the visual too, and I'm like, no, thanks. That's what made me say, like, I don't want to see any of my friends.
Right.
I don't want to see my friends.
Why are we doing this? Why are we talking about
Isn't that why you have your friends in one section and your lovers in the other, right? You don't kind of, I mean, not to say your lovers can't be your friends, but all your friends aren't your lovers. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. Let it be growth, Player B.
Okay.
Break it down. All right. Speaking of breaking it down, I've seen a lot of you see these articles, right? And they're talking about, and I saw it on the news also where people were talking about how they're struggling with food, whatnot, and they're going to food banks, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I saw the. A couple of weeks ago, Thanksgiving, and, you know, the long lines everywhere because people were getting food for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be harsh, but I'm like, look, y'all need to learn to cook some damn food.
What you mean?
I'm saying, so... As a former college struggling student, right? But I wasn't necessarily struggling in college because I wasn't going out to eat because I actually bought groceries and cooked food.
Okay, who's to say they're not?
No, see, so we're watching this, right? Everybody's, it's the apocalypse. So we're watching everybody. And I see all these punk-ass people, you know, one, none of them want to catch COVID, right? So you got the folks that are, COVID. And then you got the people, I want to go out to eat. But it's like, you know, if y'all all get together, that's where the COVID is. That's more than likely, that's how you're going to get it, right? So you can believe in herd immunity, or you just, I just got to be out. And I'm just saying, you know what? Just cook your food. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm for if you want to go out to eat, do your thing. But see, I'm saying you can't complain on both sides. And I'm quite frankly tired of, I'm trying not to curse. So I poured out some apple cider tonight. So I'm trying not to curse. But y'all, you know, it's a pandemic. It's the apocalypse. Folks struggling for money. So there's some tips. Foolish pride. Taking the back seat. And understanding that shit ain't flowing the way it normally flows. Right, brown sugar? It ain't flowing. So So there's
no,
some
it's
people.
Not. No,
right. Yeah, there's some people who are working and some people who are not. So if you're not working, I mean, you got to know, hey, your unemployment or whatnot, your ends are limited. So you're just gonna have to go back. It's like folks don't wanna take a step back from living large. I mean, and when I say living large, I know folks would be like, well, just going out to eat, that's not living large. Yeah, it is. Because there are other places on earth where people ain't doing that. Going out to eat for them is a luxury. Sorry.
And I would agree. But if, I mean, I don't know. I feel like you were saying, the food lines, I feel like that's different, though, than you complaining about not being able to go out. Like, if I'm standing in a food line, then most likely I don't have any food to cook at home. It's not that I can't go out. I don't have any food at home to cook.
Right.
And,
but
you know, I'm hoping that the majority of people in those food lines, that is their case. I'm hoping there's nobody in those lines who choose to stand in those lines and get food that they don't necessarily need.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the holiday line. I'm talking about the holiday lines. Oh, we got to get the turkey and the stuffing and the cranberry sauce and all that other. Look, if you ain't got it, that shouldn't be your priority. If you ain't got it, that shouldn't be your priority. I'm sorry. See, this is the reason why when the zombie apocalypse happens, a lot of y'all going to die.
Yeah.
Because I got to go out. I got to go maybe Burger King or McDonald's got some burgers left over in the back, and the zombie's going to eat your ass. That's what's going to happen. Look, it's
and,
all
you
over
know,
the
and that's, I mean, but do you feel like,
yeah.
Do you feel like people should have went without just because of COVID, or...
That's not what
I mean,
because
there's always been food boxes for as long as I can remember during the holidays.
I'm saying when I see the people who are in line for Thanksgiving food, look, I get if you need that food, you need to eat. Look, I begrudge no one that's hungry. I get that. I'm just saying that. You know, I see some stuff that's disingenuous. So for me, I'm an observationalist. You know me. I'm going to go anywhere, and I'm just watching the habits. So when the apocalypse first started, I think I told you about I'm in the store, and the guy in front of me, he's with his mama, and he has like 10 Slim Jims. That he puts on the counter. Mama got food. He got Slim Jims and a 2 liter of soda.
Mm-hmm.
See, and I'm thinking, all right, if we buckling down, and this is where we go. You got Slim Jims. That's a nutritional way to start your day, or end your day. Okay. That's the mentality I'm talking about. Cause I'm like,
yeah.
You don't need Thanksgiving. I get it. Y'all want to celebrate Thanksgiving. It's a beautiful thing. But you really, if you not getting it like that, that should have been the last thing on your mind. It should have been like, I'm going to get this turkey, and I'm going to be eating these turkey sandwiches for a long ass time.
They might have been, and that's the thing. Like, there's no way to tell if who was in line. There is no way. There's no way to tell who's in line because they want the free turkey, and who's in line because they need the free turkey.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said,
there's just no way. I feel you on that though, because the lines were extremely long. I mean, there's some places, I think, like in Texas, where the lines have been long for months anyway, regardless.
Right. Right.
And then there are some places where the lines weren't long until it was Thanksgiving. So to me, that says that people were there probably for whatever they were giving away. But I mean, at the same time, and I'm not saying that, you know, because I don't know, like, I don't know why people were in the line. It's not like that is like grade A quality food either. Usually the lines for food or the food boxes are, you know, like the generic or, you know, whatever. There's stuff that people usually don't eat that are working.
Yeah, it's called salt and pepper.
So,
what I'm saying is this. There's a way to save some money now. There's a way. I mean, so, because I'm an observationist, you know, in my profession, I've done home visits. I've seen how some, and you know, there's some people who have that shrine. You know what the shrine I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, see, there's that shrine where they got like a table or whatever that's got all the alcohol on it. And they got like 15, 20 bottles. And I'm seeing it. I'm like, man, you got a big ass shrine. I saw one family that had at least 45, 50 bottles. And it was like a bookcase, and it was just like, it was filled from the top to the bottom. And so you start thinking, like, during the zombie apocalypse, or just the apocalypse that we have now, so it's still like a zombie apocalypse because zombies are mindless. And so when you're out here mindless like that, you're a zombie, and you're trying to eat brains because you're just not smart enough to fortify your own. I don't know if I'm being symbolic or what, but just saying that you see that there's priorities and people are still trying to live without handling the priority. I mean, so for example, during this shutdown, whatnot, you got the folks that are like, "Nah, we ain't shutting shit down," and we know there's a lot of places where ain't nothing shut down, and then there's here and you got the folks who are like San Mateo, they're like, we ain't shutting down shit. We're going to be open. But Santa Clara shuts down, so everybody from Santa Clara is going to come to San Mateo. And so if they sick in Santa Clara, they're going to bring it to you in San Mateo. So good luck going out to eat and shopping. Because
that's the biggest problem, that there is no consistency. And it's just kind of all over the place, and it's a free-for-all, because I think even here, even though we may have a lockdown, nobody's going by that. You know, people are still out and about and doing what they want to do at this point. So
I say let it flow.
I didn't necessarily agree with that in the beginning, but I kind of feel that way now.
Okay. I'm just saying. It just makes sense to me. There's just some logic with consistencies or inconsistencies. I'm like, look, you gotta let people do what they gonna do. They wanna go out and do their thing. I mean, if you're one of them people who are putting them monoliths up, you know, there's another one that showed up in San Luis Obispo. So, we're gonna take that bet. So, do you think it's aliens, brown sugar?
No.
No? You don't think so?
No, I don't. No.
Why not?
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like if it was aliens, I don't think they'd be worried about a monolith. I mean, or doing stuff like that. I mean, I don't know. Unless it has something to do, because wasn't there a movie where they did come? It was a comedy called The Watchers. I don't know if you've seen that movie with Ben Stiller and some other white man. Anyway, it was really funny though. But they came down here and they put all these little thing down here, and then they came to invade. So unless that's what they're doing, maybe, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
it wouldn't surprise me. I'm just like, whatever. I feel like,
yeah,
if they're going to come, just come already. I mean, you know.
Well, the
please,
aliens
don't wait another 10 years.
Have already been here, right? So even when you talk about the Watchers were the name of the quote-unquote alien gods or angels, Nephilim, whatnot, that would watch the people. At least that was the original name. So that's a riff on that. I mean,
yeah,
and so for example, there's this Israeli professor who says that aliens exist, and Trump almost told everybody that, like, and he says that there's an agreement between the U.S. government and the aliens, and they signed the contract to do experiments here. Now, you're going to have some people who are going to say, you're talking this alien stuff. But then I would ask a question. So there's like a gang of planets, but there's only going to be life on one. This one. Because this is the special one. And all the rest of them, they're just useless flying refuges of nothingness.
I don't know if people feel that way or not. I mean, I just feel like the other planets humans can't survive there. I don't know if anything else could, though, but humans can't survive.
Yeah, we don't know
that. We can survive here.
Okay, so for example.
No,
because I just read this yesterday where they found a way to create oxygen on Mars. So right now, Mars has 0.013% oxygen, as opposed to Earth, which has 21%. So they have created and it's scientists at Washington University in St. Louis, and they have a system that they call MOXIE, which it will convert the carbon dioxide that makes up 96% of the gas on Mars atmosphere into oxygen. And so they come up with another technique that supposedly will pull in the air with a pump, and it uses an electrochemical process to separate the two oxygen atoms from each molecule of carbon dioxide or CO2. And so there's a different resource there also, which is the salty water in the lakes beneath the Martian surface. And so they're going to use that like the what they could be doing here, the desalination plants, and cleaning the water and creating more oxygen in the air and on the surface. They're going to do that too. So, so maybe there's like three generations, because they're 2030, they're supposed to have a colony on Mars. 10 years from now. 5 years from now, they have MOXIE on the planet. So they're going to be pumping oxygen into the atmosphere of Mars for 5 years. And then they're going to test it, see how sustainable it is, and then boom. But I would always take a guess that there's probably some creatures that live on that planet already. You know? And just like they have those pyramids and the mysterious faces that they have on that planet. I'm guessing that there's already some inhabitants. Maybe we've been at war with them. Maybe you sent some people there to shoot and kill them in the first place, because it's kind of what we do.
To colonize.
Mars.
Yeah. But that's what that is.
I mean, yes, it is. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there was. I mean,
if you're pumping oxygen onto a planet, that's because you're bioengineering it for your use, because they want to colonize. I mean, they've been talking about this forever in the day. And it's here. I mean, but I always say, yes, there's a bunch of planets. And, yeah, there's life on these planets. I don't care what anybody says.
One of my favorite movies is based on that. Is Total Recall.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, that was kind of weird, though, when you had the dude inside the dude.
Yeah, Quato.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah, he just
yeah,
comes
but I mean,
outside.
But what, how do we know that's not what's going on there now? I mean, like you're saying, if it's life, they can be mutants there now, or what we think are mutants.
Right, and that's why, well, the natural inhabitants of the land, and so what's happening is we're bioengineering it for. Well, I won't say our use, because I am probably not going to be on any expedition to Mars, but it's going to be for people who come from here to go there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, hopefully they'll be able to write about it and send it. You can tell us all about it.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, it was a joke, though.
I mean, because NASA, you know, NASA is part of the Department of defense, and so there's a few things that they say that they're not of interest, but they have over 900 photos of. So, you know, if I'm not interested in it, I probably don't take two photos.
Yeah,
just
let alone 900 photos.
Right. So, I mean. But I say this, so you start thinking about, because you know I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? I may or may not believe a theory or two, but you can say if you're down, if you're down to go and bioengineer a planet, you have to ask, what's wrong with this one? Why can't we fix this one? And so, that's always the question. It's like, so, okay. So, who's leaving? Who's staying? And why are we leaving a place that's engineered perfectly for us to go to a place where you actually have to make it habitable for you? These are the questions.
I feel like that too. Like, do I want to live somewhere where it's kind of, I don't want to say fake, but, you know, everything is synthetic, maybe just about, so.
Oh, it's not synthetic. No, they're going to change the atmosphere around. But then you could ask the question. So of the beings who are on that planet, would they be equipped enough to adopt and live through the bioengineering? Or would we be going somewhere and committing genocide? I mean, it doesn't really matter because they're not human, so their lives don't matter. That's kind of what we do. Unless it's
well,
adults.
Yeah, because, I mean, even human lives don't matter when they want to do what they want to do.
No, I'm saying. So the only way the lives would be important if, like, you found, like, there's a whole as a whole thing full of Martian dogs, then maybe. Folks will work hard to save dogs. That's about the only species that we really care about. Everything else is, it's all on the table as far as wiping their ass out, right?
So,
yeah,
I asked that question. And so, and that's what I'm saying. So I start talking about how people are and food shortages and I'm just saying, look, make do with what you got. Make do with what you got. You may have to cut back. You can't go out to eat. Sorry.
This is true.
It sucks. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we'd all.
It does.
I mean, you start thinking about this time last year. We were footloose and fancy free. We was doing stuff. Everybody was out just making plans.
Making plans, yeah.
You had plans.
Yeah.
Now you don't.
I know I do.
At least
ready for 2020.
Right. So, yeah, it's 2020, you was like, yeah, gonna make it happen in 2020.
Yep.
And then 2020 happened.
You sure did.
Yep. On that note, we probably should go on a break. This is J Electronica, Shiny Suit Theory.
They trailing below. My strength told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I stack up all my sins and I wear them to the shore. Let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. Feeling on the cloud, they trailing below. My strength told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I stack up all my sins and every yell that I blow. And let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. In a land before time, a land before altar boys, too many gods are trying. Man was in his prime. Look how far I go in time just to start a rhyme. The method is sublime. You get blessed with every line. I'm in touch with every shrine from Japan to Oaxaca. The melanated, carbonated, phantom of the chakra. Me and Puff, we was chilling in Miami. I said, nigga, fuck the underground. You need to win a Grammy for your mama and your family. They need to see you shine up. Build a mighty high ladder. Let me see you climb up. Nigga, what you scared of? Terrorize these artificial rap niggas and spread love. Politics the year above. Like you're supposed to. Spit it for the culture. Pay no attention to the critics and the vultures. They'd rather have a shot of Velvy just to spite you. They cast the judgment because they feel they got the right to. Fuck them. I let the dice roll like the father did. I gotta shine, it's in my blood, I'm a Harley kid. I treat my babies right, treat my ladies like. Hit them with a remix to make sure that they play it right. I thought you said it's the return of the black king. Luxurious homes, fur coats, and fat chains. Feeling on the cloud, they trailing below. My strength told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I pack up all my sins and I wear them to the shore. Let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. Feeling on the cloud, they trailing below. My strength told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I pack up all my sins and every yell that I blow. Let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go.
In this manila envelope, the results of my insanity. Crack that across the line between real life and fantasy. Can it be the same one on covers with Warren Buffett? We're stuck in the undercover. The motherfuckers went from war in the war. Undercovers to covers. If you believe in that sort of love, the screws need adjusting enough. Well, I know justice and black ladies on the back of buses. I'm the immaculate conception of rapper slash husband. The job is so hard to conceive. But it all falls perfect. I'm like autumn is the trees. The doctor interrupted. He scribbled a prescription for some Prozac. He said, take that for your mustard. Boy, you must be off your rocker if you think you'll make it off the script before they pop you. Nigga, you gotta be psychotic or mix a certain potent with your vodka. It takes a lot to shock us, but you being so prosperous is preposterous. How could this snappy-headed boy from out the project be the apple of America's obsession? You totally disconnected with reality.
don't believe in dreams. This when the black men become kings.
You have no idea, yeah, the meaning of what I say. You have no idea how I got this way. They'll fear my dreams, and by the time you wake, I'll look down from the clouds, the unformed my way.
Telling on the cloud, they trailing below. My friend told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I pack up all my things and I wear them to the show. I let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. Telling on the cloud, they trailing below. My friend told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I pack up all my sins and every yell that I blow. I let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go.
Together you got the smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was J Electronica, Shiny Suit Theory. And our call-in number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
All right, so Brown Sugar.
Yes, sir.
Got a question for you. You ready to die for what you believe in?
You know, I go back and forth with that all the time. You know, I always say I am, but then I think about, you know, like the people in my life, and I'm like, I don't want to leave them. So I don't know.
All right, well. You know, there's a movement in Arizona in particular, the Arizona Republican Party. They're calling on people to give their lives to support President Trump's attempt to contest the 2020 election. So
give their lives in what way?
Yeah, Ali Akbar, who's a national organizer for Stop the Steal, he said, I am willing to give my life for this fight. And Chairwoman Kelly Ward said, he is, are you? Now, you notice she didn't say I am. She just said, he is, are you? She's talking to everybody else. So there's a clip that says, this is what we do. Who we are, live for nothing or die for something.
But what are you dying? I mean, I don't understand.
Stop
are
the
they
steal.
Talking about like actually going to physical war over Trump or I'm
stop,
confused?
Stop the steal.
Like,
yeah, stop the steal.
Yeah, okay, but how are you dying over that?
Yeah.
So this is really like a Jim Jones type thing. Is that what you? And that's why I'm just like trying to figure out like where does the dying part come in?
Well, I don't think it's gonna be a whole bunch of people in the circle drinking Kool-Aid. Now they're drinking the Kool-Aid metaphorically, but they talking about hey, live for nothing or die for something, and they willing to give their life for this fight.
Yeah, I'm just not understanding, like, where does the death come in at?
Hey!
Like, and that's what I'm saying. So are they waging a physical war on and then what are they waging a physical war on?
Okay, so we're gonna go to this premise. And it's a premise where we've been hanging out in this neighborhood for a while now. People are stupid. People are stupid. So it's obvious. Homie lost. But, look, this dude, he don't want to leave because he's getting a lot of money from these suckers. I mean, when you're a con man and the con is so good that you bleeding them dry, it's hard to walk away from that. It's hard to walk away from it. It's like the spigot's been flowing. And he's like, man, I got to walk away from this? I got to walk away from all this? Hey, they cheated me.
I need another 4 years. to get what I came to get.
Exactly. He lost by 9 million votes. They recertified. Everybody done threw him down. So it's like, well, if I can't get it by legal means, you know what? Hey, they cheated me. Whereas, don't need evidence. I just know they cheated me because I didn't win. Boom, there it is. So now it's almost like a sociological experiment, right? Because it's like you got 2 months, and it's the transition period. So it's 2 months, this transition period, where folks is getting worked up. As you see, you keep seeing the rallies. They get bigger and bigger. They coming. So that week, Martin Luther King Jr. week, holiday week, by the way. So it's like nonviolent. That's what we're supposed to be celebrating, nonviolence in American history, even though he's the nonviolent guy. He got shot. But
mm-hmm.
We ain't going to talk about old stuff. We gearing up. Like, look, because there was one dude, I can't remember his name, because there's a bunch of them where they're like, look, I felt like I didn't lose. So it's like, so what's going to happen is this. And I'm almost waiting for it because, I'm a basketball coach, right? So I'm almost waiting for somebody, the team, to say, hey, we didn't lose this game, even though it shows that you lost by 20. We didn't lose this game. We got cheated. Because that's how it's going to feel to them. Nobody's losing. I ain't lose. Yeah, you beat me in but you cheated, Brown Sugar. You cheated. That's how you won.
But, I feel like when has there not been cheating in an election, though? You know what I'm saying? I think there's cheating in most elections.
So what are you
it's
trying
just
to
that
say?
Nobody says anything. That there's probably very few presidents who are legitimately the president, they're really not. But there's no way to know. You know what I mean? There's no way to find out or to know or.
Yeah. Well. So when this first started, and my track record in the apocalypse has been unusually spotless. That's crazy. I haven't picked anything wrong yet. I just see it. I see it coming.
Yeah.
Because you just got folks. I see the handwriting on the wall. And if we just study history, you see when people get like this, stuff happens. Because all it takes is one stupid person. See, it don't take a lot of people. It just takes one stupid person to do something that's going to cause something to happen. So.
True.
We just waiting now. We just wait.
I never understand any of this stuff. I always have like 20 questions because
I got 20 answers.
I just feel like, not that it's not a big deal, but why is it a big deal now? Like, why is everything like a big deal now?
It's apocalypse.
I mean, we talk about cheating when Bush became president. Remember the whole with his brother in Florida that year? And
right.
I mean, I'm just.
But it wasn't the apocalypse. See, the apocalypse amps everything up times 10. So, whatever it is, you snort cocaine. Your cocaine is probably 10 times better in the apocalypse. Just for no reason whatsoever.
Well, I wouldn't have anything to compare it to, so I don't know.
But no, I'm just saying, I'm just talking about in general. Anything that you indulge in, whether it be hate, love, whatever, it is going to be amplified. Because it's the apocalypse. Everything is amplified right now. So everybody's touchy. Everybody's ready to jump. You can see it's like that whole everybody's on their tippy toes, like ready to like strike forward. Is that whole, remember how you used to be flinching? I dare you. Say something. Say something. That's what's in the air. Everybody's like, say something. I dare you to say something. I dare you cross that line. That's what's happening. In the backdrop, though, for everybody out there who is being, I guess you want to say, COVID responsible, Apple and Google, they dropped their COVID contact tracing app. So this app uses the contact tracing API that was added to the iOS and Android back in May. So basically, your phone will automatically exchange a private key with another phone if they're within Bluetooth range. So now, here's the rub. It says the key doesn't contain location or any personally identifying information. And it says when someone tests positive, they can press a button to send a notification to every other person using the app whose phone virtually bumped into theirs, letting them know that they should get tested in quarantine.
Oh, is that what that's for?
Yeah.
Under the premise of being helpful, we're being helpful.
Yeah, it says if you're concerned about privacy, that the exposure notification won't include any information about who exposed whom or when and where it happened. It will only say that you've been exposed.
So
awesome.
If I'm concerned about privacy, I just wouldn't call them and let them know?
No. Basically, what happens is this. For iPhone users, it's already on your phone. Say thank you to Apple. Google Android users, well, Android users, you have to download it in the Play Store. And so what the app does is if you take the test and you're found to be positive, you just hit the button, and it's every phone that was near you gets a message, hey, you may have been exposed to COVID. Go take a test and quarantine. That's not going to cause a panic. There's nothing like chilling.
So that includes strangers then, right?
Yeah. Look, so you were in Safeway or Target or Walmart, and that person's phone went by your phone. See, it's not the person. You don't even have to have had contact. It was just their phone was near yours. So remember when I talked about months ago during when the apocalypse first started and how they can ping your cell phone off the satellite, and so for like the people who were looting, they could say your phone, because they can just get a search warrant, or they can just get a warrant, and every phone that was in a general area, they can come see you later. So if you were, if your phone was near a place where they were looting, they could come see you because I got that ping off the satellite. Mm-hmm. So this is similar technology, only you are 100%. Well, one, if you have the iPhone, you already have it. You just don't know it yet. It's in your operating system. And Android 6.0 and above, if you have Bluetooth on your phone, yes, you can download it and get it. And once again, you don't have to have had contact with the individual. You were just by them. So it's like you walked by somebody in the aisle. That would be considered close proximity because you're in Bluetooth range.
Wow.
Yep. So, yeah, you can be just sitting up chilling, you know, scrolling through the gram like you like to do. And then, bing, hey, you've been exposed. Go get tested and quarantined. No, why you sitting there with your kids?
Exactly. All right.
So, yeah.
I mean, wow.
Yeah. Stress in the house.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's only on your phone if you did the upgrade, Mystical Soul says that. Yeah, but most people, you get the upgrade automatically. You know, most folks do that. It's sort of like with your operating system on your computer.
Yeah, I was going to say, because for the last maybe 2 years, you used to be able to like accept it or decline the upgrade, but now for the last 2 years, if you just have your phone in a charger and it does it overnight, like while you're sleeping, so you don't even get a chance to say yes or no.
Exactly, because it's like with my computer, I'll wake because I don't really turn it off. I'll wake up and it's restarted. I'm like, oh, I got an update.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you have to go in and see what the update is. I'm one of them weird people who actually look and see what the upgrade is supposed to be about, what it's supposed to do.
Because I never do.
Yeah, I'm just weird like that. It happens.
I mean, that's good that you're informed. I figure, the only reason why I don't, because it's already upgraded, so I don't have a choice to what it is. So does it matter that I know or not know? Does it matter to you?
Well, from time to time.
I mean, once you read it, does it, yeah?
Yeah. It's sort of like from time to time, you know, we do our drug of the month, which I've got a new drug for Thursday. We do our drug of the month. I'm not taking them, but it's always interesting to see what the side effects are, because you see them that they're being pushed. Not that we're talking about this COVID drug that's being pushed out here, and they're
And they're talking about some companies are already talking about making it mandatory. But
yeah,
see, so it's like if we talk about the software game, like we talk about the vaccine game. So the software game, remember, you had a choice on the update. It's like you said, I would have that choice. Choice has been taken away. It's just like, hey, it's going to happen. So right now you have a choice with the vaccine. Now, I've talked about different things. I've talked about sand that may or may not stick to you and may or may not have nanites in them. Allegedly. You know, you just read the stuff and you see that it's in there. And so you just start thinking, all right, so, I mean, because they say we only need 75% of the population to get vaccinations, and that in the herd immunity should work it all out. So, I mean, I know I'm a 25%er. I'm riding hard for my 25%. I got 24% room left in my car. If y'all ride with me, I'm not hating on the vaccine. I'm just saying I'm an observationalist, and so you know you go places and you see people who may or may not wash their hands, whatnot. May or may not. I don't want to stereotype, but it's just like there's some people who look like they may be stinky. You know? I mean, and this is funny, because we talk about racism all the time. And now I'm like hygienicism. I'm a hygienicist now. I'm hating on you. You don't look like bleaches in your life. And so I'm snobbing against you.
Okay.
I mean, it's one of those things where you're like sizing folks up. Remember the beginning of the apocalypse, folks, was if you sneeze, it's like folks don't sneeze in public no more, right? And if you do sneeze, folks look at you like everybody's like ready to pull out on you. They folks ready to pull out on you. You can't even sneeze in public. You just got to just like hold that and give yourself a headache. Like,
I had really bad allergies a few weeks ago, and I mean, I was like, I don't know what to do.
Right.
You know, you gotta sneeze. You
gotta hold it, because if you don't hold, it's like, or like you drinking and it goes down the wrong pipe. Folks looking at you like, uh oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You may or may not get shot nowadays, and so there's a new category now. It's not racism no more. It's, I'm gonna hate on you because you look dirty. You look stinky. You don't look like you use deodorant. I'm judging people now.
You don't look, but who are you, like pictures of people? I mean...
No, because
like when people say that, like I don't care if.
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. I'm looking. I see people, and I'm just like, yeah, they look dirty. They look dirty.
Okay, and I mean, but if they're not in your immediate circle, then does it matter?
No.
I mean, just somebody. Okay.
Nah, I'm just saying it's a casual. You know me, I'm a casual observer. From time to time, I'll just be walking by. I'll go into Best Buy or I'll be in Target, and I'm looking like, yeah, they look dirty. You might be stinky. That's.
I mean. Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, I've worked with some people, and I'm like, they don't, you know, you don't necessarily want to work with them, but, you know, I know not to go to their house or not to eat lunch with them, and, you know,
there's the potluck.
Yeah, well,
like, who brought what?
Yeah.
Oh, they brought that? Yeah, I just don't eat that. See, that's hot box on a whole other level.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, usually I eat the stuff that was maybe came from the store anyway. So, you know, that I know that's good. And usually that's, you know, some cookies and a drink. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. Eat everybody's food.
I'm gonna pass. I'm just saying, for me, if they just have an attitude in general, I'm not gonna eat their food.
Attitude? What do you mean an attitude?
I don't eat
like,
attitude.
What kind of attitude? Like if I'm stuck up or if I'm mean or.
So I'm saying you know people, right? You work with them, whatnot. I gotta know your personality. I know your personality. Nah, I ain't eating your food. You got an attitude. I'm not eating your food because I feel like you put that attitude into the food. Like they say, people cook with love.
That's what I was gonna ask you because it wasn't cooked with love. You don't want it.
Yeah, they cook with hate. They're so close.
But they was mad when they cracked that egg, huh?
Were
they mad when they cracked that egg? Or when they were stirring it up, they was doing it aggressively.
Yeah.
Feeding y'all at work. I don't even talk to most of y'all.
Right, exactly. And then they bring something to the potluck, and I'm like, yep, not eating your food. Nope, not going to happen. That's how I feel.
Oh my
you got
goodness.
An attitude.
That's
like,
hilarious.
So, yeah,
okay.
It just makes sense.
Well, I don't believe in cooking for potlucks anyway. So, whatever I do if I participate in a potluck, it's usually something I buy from the store. I don't ever cook for people.
Okay.
Because I don't want my dish back. Everybody's hung over it.
Wow.
I don't want it back.
I mean. You could use like plastic or aluminum foil, right?
Yeah, I mean I could or whatever, but you know, usually I don't think, you know, that and
well,
yeah. Yeah, y'all could just have my casserole dish now. I don't want it.
All right. I got you.
So I just, you know, I just bring whatever that's at the store.
Yeah. Yeah. So and that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's just like, you know, I believe in the juju, that attitude. Mm-mm. Nope, not ingesting your attitude.
That is hilarious. That's funny.
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
That is funny.
Yeah. I'm not eating your
angry food.
Nope.
But you know what? That's. I mean, I mean, as a woman, I've been told, I'm not eating your angry breakfast. So you didn't fix that breakfast, or you didn't cook that when you wasn't nice when you did it. And I didn't think about it like that, but yeah. I just figured they was being an asshole, so. Even more so.
Energy is energy. Just saying. Yeah. And on that note,
I mean, if that's the case, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was gonna say on that note, we don't go on break. This is Goody Mob. We'll continue this conversation. Thought process.
Niggas from down on the ground, they hang around the A-time. Looking for a come up, working from 9 to 5, just to get some change, some team up, just take a line. I can't be living lavish shit, but you could back up when I do. Nobody from my class would love it. If I start to get laws to come up on some change, I won't change. Everybody know they're down. It's not the same if it didn't like it, it's different. These laws got me rid of the wrong, cause I'm all a victim. So I still be playing them back to them for making me each and every day as I comb my city streets. Sometimes I'm I never had been a part of this mess, cause the system got us fucked up. They put us to the test, women and men. If you black, you in. Food for the soul, listen to what I tell you. It don't matter, young or old. It's time we look up and do like we supposed. We killing each other over this bullshit and some clothes. We shot up in this world, decided with no place else. So how you feel? Look, crazy, irritated. Sometimes I don't know myself, I be too dumb to feel something sometimes. I did Cherokee, let my mind fly free into the wilderness so I can get this shit off my mind. That's why I be smoking that dank sometimes. It keeps me from snapping, keeps me calm, keeps my mind open, keeps me fun. So what I got to do up in the studio to get my old bird back on the beat. And my little broken face broke, and my little cuz Mark Twain. How my fucking hang with me when I was out in the trap.
Full of player. We jumped up in this maze with walls made that make us an only prayer. It's the tightest game that you can have. The devil's taking a frame that mind is praying a broken glass. But my crystal ball through the pistol fall through the wayside. Nobody would die in cops and robbers when we used to play ride. Only thing we feared was William's reign. Never thought about hitting licks or slanging pain. Did not think I'd be the one to give it to abortion. Label me murderer because my ass is fortune. Hop from the Glock that sits under my seat. Yeah, it's real fucked up that my folks come to get me. And it's like that. Yeah.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Goody Mob, Thought Process, and our call-in number is 347-826-7435.
347-826-7435. All right. See, we talking about energy process and energy, you know, transference. And just happen to be talking about Goody Mob thought process. Because it's all a thought process, right? How we thinking.
Yeah, I mean, it is, yeah. That's why I feel like if my thought process is positive, you know, I eliminate that negative energy that comes to me. You have to, I mean, because you can't control other people's energy. You can only control yours, so.
Right. Yeah, and so you bring that energy. And I always look at it from the perspective, how do kids view you? So it's like, for me, I always know I'm on the right side because I can be anywhere and you see the babies look at you. And if a baby can smile at you, you're on the right side of things. Because, you know, the baby, the little kids, they got that energy. They gonna love you. It's like animals too, right? You know, they gonna love you. You don't have to give them treats or none of that other stuff. They just feel your energy. That energy is important. You know, it's how you know that you're right. Because, you know, folks can say stuff, but what are you projecting? Are you real with it? So that's,
yeah, they know.
So
they know.
Speaking of knowing, do you know who Anissa Scott is?
I don't.
Everybody knows who Anissa Scott is.
I don't know who Anissa Scott is. Who is she?
Unfortunately, who was she? Anissa Scott. As a matter of fact, let me do this because this is Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So, who was Anissa Scott? 4 years ago, she was a little girl who had a video that went viral where she was the face of anti-gun violence. She did a video where she was crying, praying for an end to gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, she was shot and killed.
Wow.
We don't know her name. And unfortunately, she was shot and killed, but we don't know her name because she wasn't shot and killed by policemen or running in the neighborhood where white people were. It didn't happen. You know, it's sort of like an 8-year-old. I was typing in 8-year-olds that got shot because I was going to talk about the shooting here in Oakland where an 8-year-old got shot in the leg.
Mm-hmm.
He's five, but he got shot in the leg because folks were fighting. And see, we started talking about the thought process, right? We don't know who Anissa Scott is. Because she wasn't killed by the right people. But that's the thought process we on.
Yeah.
Not killed by the right people. And so this is that this is the mindset where we're stuck. I mean, and there are tragedies that happen, right? They're supreme tragedies. It's the worst stuff that can happen, because when you hear about folks being killed, it's sad. It's like the brother who, I think it's in Florida, the cops were looking for, they were looking for a fugitive, whatnot, and he was just going to his house and said he had a gun. He had a Subway sandwich in his hand, and he's got the key.
Mm-hmm.
He's putting the key in the door, and he gets shot and killed entering his house unsuspectingly, right? And this was in Columbus, Ohio. And so Casey Goodson. So they'll say Casey Goodson's name, and going forward, understandably, we'll be talking about that. We'll talk about Casey Goodson. It is horrible because they had to go through all the processes. He wasn't one of the ones wanted. Had no criminal record. Hadn't committed any crime. He just went to Subway and went to the house, and he was shot and killed, and his 5-year-old brother and the 72-year-old grandma saw him laying on the ground with the sandwich in his hand, dead. So we don't know his name, right? But once again, the Anissa Scotts of the world, and we're talking about, ironically, she was praying and crying in the video for the end of gun violence. And she fell victim to what she was praying for to end. That's what I was talking about, like, with the kids and that energy. And so, you know, it's with a heavy heart that you talk about both of them, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like one of them is going to get major press. One of them talked about, as a matter of fact, Anissa Scott, hers happened 4 months ago.
Wow.
So we.
Yeah, and actually, I just seen the man's. I just read his article today. So.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's just like with Breonna Taylor and all the people who were killed by the police. Those get major storylines. I mean, people writing on tennis shoes, whatnot. But here in Oakland, we're at 106. I think two, 3 weeks ago when the pregnant woman, they pulled up on her and they shot her and killed her. There's no major outcry. Not that big a deal.
I don't think people, I just don't think people know what to do. I think people might be afraid in instances like that because it's, you know, it's a neighborhood thing. I think that the code of you don't snitch in neighborhoods, certain neighborhoods, is, you know, probably an issue too. We don't have that same issue with the police, so. And they're easy, you know, not to say that they shouldn't be a target, but then they're an easy target. We don't have to necessarily worry about retaliation, so.
All right. I mean, but the police, you don't have to worry about retaliation from the police. I mean,
collectively, yeah. No. Collectively, no. I think if, because, I mean, that could be, not to say that, you know, a neighborhood crime is just looked at as that, a neighborhood crime. And the sad thing about it is that all neighborhoods in certain areas have them across, you know, the country. So, but how do you put one in front of the other? Like, how do you, little boy that was shot that's 8, as opposed to the girl who was shot, how do you put one ahead of the other? Those are basically neighborhood crimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those aren't necessarily national.
Yeah, but that is a neighborhood crime. I mean, homie getting shot walking in, that's a neighborhood crime. It happened in his neighborhood. It's just there's certain things.
You mean by
things
the police?
Yeah, but there's things that we put and give a priority to it, a certain energy to, right? We get at that energy. It's like that's more important. When I would say Anissa Scott needs more energy. Yes, we want the police to stop shooting us. You know, but I think if in the bigger picture, if we can get folks to stop shooting the Anissa Scott of the world, just randomly firing off in your neighborhood, Where we can, maybe we can do a show, and all that week we had not heard gunshots.
Well, you know, I think the thing, and I agree with what you're saying totally, but I think also part of the issue is like when you bring up, and I'll say it, black on black crime, and then people will get defensive. Well, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the police, but I've always felt like that's where it starts first. It all starts in your community, in your own backyard first. It starts for politics. It starts at home. And poverty, it starts at home. You know, all of it, it starts at home. So, I don't know. I know a lot of people, you know, don't want to discuss that narrative. And I guess until people are comfortable enough with discussing it, then that'll, you know, we'll always have a Anissa, like you just said, and it won't be a priority because when you do bring it up, people get upset and they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, because I don't want to even say like black on black crime. I'm talking about neighborhood crime. Neighborhood crime is within
the neighborhood, though. If your neighborhood is predominantly black, I mean, I'm not against the saying white-on-white crime.
No,
I'm not against saying that either.
I'm not against it. What I'm saying is we gotta look at it from why are neighbors killing neighbors? Because that's generally what we have happening. We have people who know each other that are going at each other, and that's that negative energy that we're talking about. That's what we got to dispel. Mm-hmm. We gotta, it's the same people who are making that food, they're making that food for these folks. And that that energy from that food is going into them, and that negativity goes out there and it lives. Now, I'm not blaming people who make food for folks who go out and cook. I ain't saying it's your fault. I'm just saying it's an energy. So if we got folks that's angry making food, we got folks that just angry just driving. We got folks that's mad that they woke up and they was mad instead of woke up they was happy because you woke up. And there's a perspective. It's what I've been trying to talk about the whole show. It's perspective. It's all right. I mean, you know, there may be some tough times, we can weather that. But it's like folks don't have the skills to cope. The coping mechanism is what's missing. I mean,
yeah.
For example, in the UK, I'm reading where they're talking about the inhumane use of tasers and spit hoods on children. And saying that over 51% of the people being spit hooded and tased, you can take a guess, disproportionately in the UK. And so it's
wait.
It's international. A spit hood is a mesh bag that you put over people's heads so they can't spit on you.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't do that here in America because they just shoot you.
We don't give it a chance to spit, huh?
Right. You don't get the chance to spit. I'm just gonna shoot you. And so you want to know how I know this? You want to know how I know this, brown sugar? Because I've got hair on my chest.
What does that mean?
Well, there was a study in that same UK study survey where they were talking about chest hair might mean you're more intelligent. Because I'm sitting up here talking about all this inconsequential stuff. I'm talking about, hey, you know, nobody want to hear that. Nobody cares about violence in neighborhoods. You probably want to hear me talking about the hair on my chest. So you know what? Here it is. Face forward right here. If you have hair on your chest, young men, old men, ladies,
so what if you're a woman and you have hair on your chest? Are you wise still? Are you still smart?
Women, yeah, you're more intelligent than women who don't have hair on their chest.
Okay.
Now, there may be some people who may find you a little bit less attractive than the people who don't have hair on their chest. That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah. I don't know. I know some men who like hair. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was the European thing, right? Where you had a lot of the European women, they had the hairy legs, whatnot. It's talked about. And that was appealing. I guess for me, it depends on how hairy we talking about. Because that's like you and who you're dating, y'all seeing whose hairs are longer than whose legs, you know, sitting there. You're just laying there. Oh, my strings are longer than your strings. It's a weird conversation. You know, once again, all the stuff I was talking about, forget it. Chest hairs. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about. So, my hair on my chest makes me smart.
Mm-hmm.
By proxy of the study. And brown sugar, if you have hair on your chest, you're smart also.
No, I'm just wondering, just because, you know, it's more men who would have chest hair than it would be women. You know, women are, you know, we just don't grow that much chest hair. So,
okay.
I was just wondering if that was just kind of biased, that's all.
Right, we can continue this conversation in the Smooth Drama chat. So, anybody's interested, smoothdrama.com, we'll be in the Smooth Drama chat. We will continue this conversation. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. See you in the chat room, or see you next time. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama.